Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Glory to God, glory to God. I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. No matter what you're going through, hallelujah to Jesus, no matter what you may be struggling with, no matter what you need, God can make a way out of no way. He's an on-time God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus, for he is worthy of all our praise. Amen. You just tune in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I am your host, Ministry Lane, coming to you live from the deep south. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. We want to welcome all listeners to the show today. We also want to welcome any new listeners to the show today. And we want to remind you that you can always go back to the archives if you just happen to miss a Sunday live show. Amen. Just have a couple of announcements. Want to remind you that our second year anniversary show will be July the 27th at 6:30 p.m. Amen. Pastor Joseph Ryle will be the guest preacher, and Prophetess Yvonne Ryle, my leader, amen, will be the host on that show. So we do hope and pray that you will tune in on July the 22nd to our second anniversary show, amen, on Blog Talk Radio. We give God all the praise and honor. We thank him, and we thank Blog Talk Radio for allowing this social media that we can spread the gospel of Jesus all over the world. Amen. Glory to God. I also want to remind you of Tuesday night show with One Word from the Lord with your host, Prophetess Yvonne Ryle, who is the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Also, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is also up under her leadership as well. Also want to remind you of Saturday's show at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Evangelist Elder Askew. Amen. We want to encourage you to be a part of her show, a powerful woman of God. Amen. You want to be a part of what God is doing over there. We do also hope and pray that you tune in to the Prophetic Corner today with Prophetess Martha. Amen. Glory to God. Title, You're Not Alone. Hallelujah to Jesus. Don't you know that we're not alone, that God is always with us, because he said in his word that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. Glory to God. So he's always with us. Whatever we're doing, he's with us. He sees what we're going through. He knows what we're going through. He's a God that cannot lie. Hallelujah to Jesus. So you're never alone. Hallelujah to Jesus. Whether you're on your job, whether you're whatever relationship you're in, whether you're in a marriage, whatever it is, God is always with us. He promised us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. A powerful word from the Lord. And I do hope and pray that you tune in to visit Prophetess Martha today. Amen. Her show is at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The first half of the hour power, and I am the second half of the hour power, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. So we want to encourage you to tune in every Sunday beginning at 6 o'clock p.m. To hear what God has to say through his messengers. Amen. We give God all the glory and all the honor for the work that he is doing through our ministry. We thank him for this day. We thank and honor him for our leaders, amen, that is leading us and guiding us in the right way. So if you need a life coach or a mentor, Prophetess Yvonne is the one. She is an awesome woman of God. She's a true prophet of God, and she will lead and guide you in the right way, in the way that you should go. Amen. She's just awesome. She is an awesome woman of God, and I thank God for her. I thank God for placing her in my life as my leader and helping me to know where I need to be with God, and helping me to learn and know the word of God and mentoring me and teaching me how to go in and out of the house of the Lord, bringing honor and to glory to God in everything I do, whether it's in my dress, it's how I preach the word of God. She has been such a great access to me. She has been so great in teaching me. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for it. I pray that God will richly bless her in a mighty way. Amen. For she is an awesome, powerful woman of God. You cannot go wrong if you get connected to a voice, not voice of truth, excuse me, Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, because of the leader. She is a true leader, and she is truly called by God, and she is anointed to do what she's doing. Amen. Glory to God. With all that being said, amen, we're going to go ahead and I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Father God, we just thank you for this day, Father. We thank you for the word that we receive on the prophetic corner today, oh, Father God. For you said in your word, oh, Lord, that we're never alone, oh, God. And, Father God, we thank you that we're never alone, that you are always with us and that you see everything that we go through, and you know everything that we go through. Oh, God, nothing catches you by surprise. Oh, Father God, we just thank you right now for your holy word, oh, God. We thank you right now for all things, oh, God. We praise you. We adore you. We love you. Exalt your name on high. We thank you, God, that you have already made a way. Oh, God, you have already made a way. Hallelujah. For whatever we need, oh, God, you have already made a way. It is peace that we need, God. We got it in you, God. It is love that we need, God. We got it in you, God. It is things that we need, material things, clothes, housing, the food, we have it in you, oh, God. Oh, God, we just thank you right now for all things, oh, God. We thank you for loving us, oh, God. We thank you for sending your only son, God, that we might have life in him, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we pray for the sick, the shut-in, bereaved families all over the world. We pray for those that behind prison bars. We pray for the homeless, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you will meet each and every one of these groups of people, oh Father God, at their point of need, oh God. Whatever they need, oh God, comfort them right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the lost all over the world, oh Father God. We pray that they will come when they hear the voice of God, oh God, and come out of the world of sin and change their life and live for you, oh God. Oh God, we thank you right now for health and strength, Father God. We thank you for leading and guidance, oh God. We thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning and to see a brand new day, oh God. Oh God, it wasn't that we were all that good, oh God, but it was because of your grace and your mercy, oh God. Oh Father God, we just thank you, oh God, for leading us and guiding us and directing us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you right now that you love us instead of our faults, oh God, that you loved us so much, oh God. Oh God, you loved us before we even loved ourselves, oh God. Oh God, we just thank you right now for your everlasting love. Oh God, we thank you right now for salvation, oh God. We thank you right now, God, for the blood of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for the Holy Spirit, oh God. We thank you right now, God, for all things, God, because you are God. There's no other God like you. Oh God, we thank you right now. Oh God, have mercy, oh God. Oh God, help us to be who you called us to be, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Oh God, lead and guide us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to do what you have called us to do, oh God. Oh God, help us. We need you, oh God. Oh God, we look to you for our help, oh God. Oh God, help us. Help us, help us, help us, God. Keep us on the right path, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, let the Holy Spirit breathe in us, oh God, that we will live a righteous life before you, oh God. Oh God, let the Holy Spirit breathe in us, oh God, that the works and the deeds that we do for you, oh God, will be righteous before your sight, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, let your word keep us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, heal the mind of your people right now, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, deliver them now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Oh Father God, we thank you. Oh Father God, we love you. We give you honor and praise. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What an awesome God we serve. The Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, he will. We'll be coming from Hebrews today, a familiar chapter, the faith chapter, as I call it, amen. And I am going to begin reading at verse number 1, Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 1, and I'm going to read several verses, so we're going to skip about in this chapter, amen, glory to God. Now the word of God reads, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. And we're going to go down to verse 6, and it reads, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And we're going to go over to verse number 17 in the same chapter, Hebrew 11, and the word of God reads, by faith Abraham, when was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to stop right there. Amen. In your own devotion of time, if you will go back and read the entire chapter of Hebrews on faith, amen, because we know that faith is the key in our journey of faith with the Lord, amen, glory to God. And our title of our message today will be the trying of your faith, trying of your faith, because the scripture told us that by faith Abraham, when he was tried, amen, Try simply means that I am going to go through something in my life. There's no way around it. Whether you're a believer or unbeliever, we are going to go through something in our lives. As a believer, we are going to be tried in our faith. Hallelujah to Jesus. It may come from the devil himself, or it may come from the Lord, but know that you will be tried in your faith. Glory to God. That's why it says it's impossible to please God without faith, because faith says to God is that I trust you, God. I believe even though I can't see it, because when we look at faith, it's that faith is something that we cannot see. In other words, faith can be blind. It's like a blind man that has a stick, and he uses his cane, and as he walks, he uses it to guide himself. Hallelujah. It's like that. Faith is blind to us because we cannot see. Hallelujah to Jesus. But we as believers must know that we cannot please God without faith. So in order for our faith to grow, or our faith to be perfect, in order for our faith to be strengthened, hallelujah to Jesus, or to be strong in God, hallelujah to Jesus, we must go through something. Hallelujah to Jesus. There will be trying of our faith. See, the Bible says that Abraham, glory to God, he was tried by God, and it was obedience, because many times in the word of God, God told Abraham things that he had to do. Hallelujah to Jesus. He told him that he had to move out of land that he was familiar to. He turned around and he told him, he said, you're going to have to slay your own son and kill your own son. Hallelujah to Jesus. How many know that was one of the hardest things that Abraham could have had to do, because it was really trying his faith, because this was his son of his elder age. He was an old man, but yet Abraham still had faith. Now, the Bible says that he had faith so much, hallelujah to Jesus, that when he went up to the mountain, hallelujah to Jesus, to slay his son. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. He was being tried in his faith by God, but also the devil would come and try us in our faith. Hallelujah to Jesus. When he come with his temptations, glory to God, the devil would try you. He would never send you nothing that you don't like. Glory to God. If you like a man's chocolate, a tall and 6 feet tall and slim build, and a lot of money and a fine ride, don't you know the devil going to send it to you? He's going to send it just like you like it. Hallelujah to Jesus. He's trying you so he can go back to God and accuse you and say that she don't have enough faith, or he don't have enough faith, because they went somewhere else to get what they should have waited on for God. And you know, in other words, when our faith is being tried, glory to God, it's in Christ Jesus, hallelujah, that we must find our faith. Hallelujah to Jesus. But Because, see, the Bible says that Abraham, glory to God, he was a man, the father of faith. He was a man of faith, glory to God. And he was, hallelujah, to Jesus, what it was by what he done, glory to God. He was obedient to God. Hallelujah to Jesus, because he knew that God had gave him a promise, and God never gives a promise that he ain't going to keep. Glory, hallelujah, but we must be obedient, hallelujah. We must be living a righteous life, and we got to be willing to move. We got to be willing to do work. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. That's why the Bible says, faith without work is dead. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Faith without work is dead. I got to do something. I got to move. My faith means that I got to act where I can't see it. It's blind to me. I can't see it. It may be so dark. Whatever the trial that you're going through in your life, whatever the trying battle that you may be in, hallelujah to you. You may have problems in your marriage. You may have problems with your children. You may have problems with your husband. You may have problems on the job. But whatever your trial is, oh, glory to God, that comes to test you. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. You want to be able to stand in your faith. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Well, how do you get this faith? How do you pass this test? How do you get through this trial? Glory to God. You got to get your word. Hallelujah to Jesus. And read everything that's about faith. Glory to God. You got to trust God even though you cannot see it. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's just like being on trial before a jury and a judge. Hallelujah to Jesus. You got evidence that they say that you did it, and you got something over here that said, no, he didn't do that. Well, it had to go through the process. That means that in my faith walk with God, I got to go through the process. I'm going to have to go through something in my life to show God that I am faithful. I got to go through something in my life, glory to God, to show him that I am committed. Hallelujah to Jesus. That I believe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because, see, God still provided for Abraham. Hallelujah to Jesus. He still provided for him. That's why the angel told him, hold up. And the prayer said, hold up, wait a minute. Don't slay your son. And God had made a way. Hallelujah, out of nowhere. Don't you know you'll make a way out of nowhere? Glory to God. But if you just be faithful unto God, oh, glory, hallelujah. Are you able to stand? Are you able to stand through the trials of your faith? Glory to God. Are you able to do it? Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. The trying of your faith. Oh, glory, hallelujah. God did not say in the word that our journey, when we gave our life to him and we gave up everything for him, that we were not going to go through anything. Because Jesus even went through a trial. He went before Pontius Pilate and accused of doing something wrong. And he had done nothing. He had no sin, but yet he had to go through what he had to go through. We got to go through what we got to go through. The anointing called something. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. The trying of your faith means, hallelujah to Jesus, I may not always have what I need, but I know that God's going to make a way. Hallelujah to Jesus. The trying of my faith, glory, hallelujah, means that I may have to go through some market. People may not like me, glory to God, but the trying of my faith, and glory, hallelujah to Jesus. And even in the scripture, it talks about how people were beheaded and different types of trying of their faith. Faith in itself says that I cannot see it. I can't see it. Lord, I don't know what you're doing. Help me in my faith. Because he said, I will never leave you. And he said that I'm always with you. Glory to God. I'm always there. But you got to find faith in Jesus in the midst of your trying. In your trying of your faith, you got to find faith in Jesus. Woo, woo, hallelujah. I got to find faith in Jesus. I can't find faith in the world. Hallelujah. I can't find it in the world. It's only in Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. We have to keep the faith. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We got to keep walking by faith and not by sight. look, we still got to walk by faith. And it builds our faith up in us because it allows God to reveal himself to us as we go through our journey to know that he is God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. There are many, many, many levels of faith. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. It's many levels of faith. But when we're being trying of our faith, it simply means I'm going to have to go through something. And you know, the average person don't want to go through nothing. Is it easy? Mm-mm. Is it thorn? Yes, it is. Oh, hallelujah. Is some tears along the way? Hallelujah to Jesus. But God said, I will deliver you from them all. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. I'm always there. Glory to God. He said, I am a God that is able to keep you in your trials. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. But we have to stay in our word and feed our spirit the word of God so that we can hear. Faith comes by what? It comes by hearing the word of God. And it comes by hearing. We got to hear it. Hallelujah to Jesus. Turn on something with the word. Read it out loud to yourself. Hallelujah to Jesus. Keep the faith. Hallelujah to Jesus. Come, true faith comes through the trying of our faith. Perfect faith. That's why they said Abraham was the father of faith. Because he was obedient. And whatever God told him to do, even though he may not have seen the outcome of it, hallelujah to Jesus. He still had faith. He had strong and perfect faith in the Lord. Amen. And many times in life, hallelujah, we will be tried beyond what we can even see. Because if we could see it, it wouldn't really be faith, would it? If the Bible says that hope and faith works together. So hope is something that I'm hoping for. I don't really see it. But yet in my spirit, I'm hoping for it because I know my God is able, even though I can't see it. Faith is the same thing. If you can't see it. You just can't see it. And as you're walking and as you're on your journey of faith, this is a journey. It is a journey of faith. Our walk with the Lord is faith. If you don't know Jesus, hallelujah to Jesus, it's time now to get to know him because we are living in perilous times. We are living in the end times, and things are going to get worse. They're not going to get better because we're living in that time, and we're going to need our faith to be built in God. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's why some of us are going through some stuff. Hallelujah to Jesus. Our faith is being tried, glory, hallelujah, tried, hallelujah, so that when those times come, we're able to stand. You know, faith in God, hallelujah, will get you through the tough times in life. It will get you through the darkness times in your life where it seems that it may not be no light. Hallelujah to Jesus. And even sometimes in the trying of your faith, hallelujah to Jesus, it may even seem that God is not even there. You may call on his name and he may not answer. Hallelujah to Jesus. But he's right there. Hallelujah to Jesus. But your faith, in other words, you know, trial, as it says in verse 17 of Hebrew, it simply means a test. It simply means a test. Your faith is going to be tested. I mean, will you be able to stand? Or will you turn away? You know, Abraham could have said, oh, Lord, no, I ain't going to do that. This my son of my old age. Isaac is my son. I can't do that. I can't do it. I don't know many people that could do. I don't even think I can do it. You know, the devil, hallelujah, will bring things to you. Glory to God. Just to see. He's going to try your faith. The devil will do everything that he can to get you away from God, to turn you away from the Lord, thy God. And he's going to do it by trying your faith. He's going to bring something to you. Hallelujah. He's going to bring something to you. He's going to test you. And you love money, he's going to bring it to you. Whatever your heart, whatever you love, in your heart. He's going to bring it to you. Come. I got him now. I got him now. I got him now. But we have to get in this word of God because it's trying times are coming. Trying times are coming. And you're going to have to know Jesus. Glory to God. You're going to have to know him. You're going to have faith in him. Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, a lot of times, I was talking to somebody the other day. We were talking about faith. Glory to God. And this person is well off. Got plenty of money. Hallelujah to Jesus. Got plenty of money. This man got plenty of money. But the thing is, what faith is that if you had not been through anything, now this person has a lot of money, so he has not experienced not having and having faith in God to provide. He don't know what that is. He don't know what that is because his faith has not been tried in that area. Hallelujah to Jesus. Will you be able to stand in the trying of your faith? Will you be able to stand? Because the time is coming, especially for the believer. Glory to God. Well, the trying of your faith, glory to God, you're going to have to know Jesus. The only way you're going to be able to make it is you're going to have to know him. And if you don't know Jesus, glory to God, the time is now, hallelujah, to get to know this man named Jesus, the one that laid down his life for you, hallelujah to Jesus, that you might have life in him. It's time now to get our life right with God. We need to begin to move in our faith regardless of what is coming against us. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. We must have faith. Hallelujah. And the Bible says we all have a measure of faith. Hallelujah. But as we go on our Christian journey, our faith should come from temporary faith. It should go to another form of faith. As we travel on this journey, you know, as we travel and we see God working on our lives, our faith level should go to another level in Christ. Because what we go through in our lives reveals to us the goodness and the mercy of God. It reveals his love, and it comes through going through something. You know, Jesus went through the cross. And all of the things that he went through for us to be saved, Jesus went through something. It cost him something. It cost him something for us to have life and eternal life. It cost us something. It cost him something. It cost him his life on the cross. Hallelujah to Jesus. It cost him something. And our faith, hallelujah to Jesus, in order for us to be where we need to be, hallelujah to Jesus, we're going to have to go through something in our life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We the righteous, the Bible says, the righteous must live by faith. So we must live by faith and know that during the trying of our faith, hallelujah, Jesus, whether it comes from the devil or whether God is trying our faith, let's get in our word, hallelujah to Jesus. Let us get into the word of God and learn about what faith it truly is and what we're going to have to go, because we're going to go through something. We're going to have to go through something. It is imperative, hallelujah, that we go through. Because when we go through it, we don't go through nothing. How can we know God? How can we know his love? How can we know that God will make a way? How can we know these things if we don't go through anything? It's a trying in our faith and what we go through that reveals God unto us. Oh, hallelujah. And it builds our faith. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. We do hope something was said here today. Amen. Glory to God. That will help you on your journey of faith with the Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now that in their trying of their faith, that their faith will not fail them, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, be strong and keep in the faith. Put your faith and trust in God. Find your trust in God. Amen. We're running out of time. We don't want to close the show without the invitation, so Say this prayer with me if you have not given your life to Christ. Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and you're honest to repent of your sins, amen. Find you a Bible-believing church. Change your life today. Leave a message on Facebook, amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ, amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say, you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Amen.